Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, we're talking about estrogen imbalance. And a big word that hyperestrogenism.
Oh, you did perfect.
Uh-huh. I have to break it down into all those syllables.
Syllables.
And I don't want men to turn off the radio or because this pertains to men too, right?
Yes, it's a very common problem.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. But what is meant by hyperestrogenism? We're just going to keep on going.
All right.
too much estrogen.
That's too much estrogen, yes. Or an imbalance in estrogen also.
Okay.
It's a huge problem right now. That's one of the things that is going on. And what we're talking about is homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis is the balance of the body, and that's what structure function is all about. And one of the common things that we're dealing with in our patient population right now is an imbalance in the estrogen, not only in the balance of estrogen with other different types of hormones, but also with the balance in the estrogen itself.
Hmm. So you're seeing a lot of that.
We are seeing a lot of that. We're probably seeing 80% of all women coming in with an imbalance in their estrogen, and about a 40% in men,
where the estrogen is imbalanced.
Sure, and it, actually, the older you get, the more likely that is to occur. So we're really speaking about homeostasis and its effect on the hormones, and it's a very delicate balance. The reason that all that estrogen is important, mm-hmm. along with the other hormones, about 64 hormones that they have to be in imbalance with.
Only 64, huh?
Yeah. And they all have to be working right because they tell the body what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is your communication, your chemical communication. You have your nervous system that also tells the body, but the nervous system and the estrogen and the hormone system, endocrine system, is really almost one system.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the master area to tell the body what to do. And if you're getting the wrong information, it's very hard to stay healthy.
Mm. Interesting. But what conditions develop with an imbalanced estrogen?
Oh, are you ready? Because there are
huh?
a lot of different types of things that go on with that.
Mm-hmm.
One, whenever you have an imbalance in the estrogen, the first thing you think about is the breasts.
Mm-hmm.
In females, also problems for males. It is the main reason that you develop breast cancer. It also can develop uterine, ovarian, and colon cancer.
From too much,
or from that imbalance.
In the imbalance we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And it can be, you know, either a hyperestrogenism or an imbalance in the estrogen itself. Also in men, prostate, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and also prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's some very serious problems that occur. Also, estrogen is involved with cardiovascular disease. If there's an imbalance in there,
mm-hmm.
Your chances of developing cardiovascular disease are much greater. You're also talking about the benign breast disease, fibrocystic breast problems, cysts, breast sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are involved with the estrogen. Also, if you have a prolonged menses over 3 days, then that's a sure sign that your estrogen is out of balance because the your period should only last 3 days. If it's not, mm-hmm. Then there's an imbalance in your estrogen. There's also, if you have too heavy of a bleeding, weight gain is involved with that, uterine fibroids, endometriosis, anxiety, depression, irritability, loss of libido, backache, cramps, headaches, a craving for sweets and chocolate.
Mm.
actually comes right from there. Oh, I'm hitting.
Blame it on the estrogen.
I'm hitting some nerves. Water retention.
That's a long list.
Fainting. All those types of things. Yeah, I mean, and all those things are involved with the estrogen for men also. I mean, it's a loss of libido. Basically, the prostate problems, one of the main things that occurs on that is the estrogen imbalance.
Interesting. I mean, you said menses should only last 3 days.
3 days. If it is over 3 days, then you have an estrogen imbalance.
Interesting.
Also, if you have too heavy of a flow, that's directly related to the estrogen. And if you sit there and want chocolate, you can't live without it.
It's my estrogen.
Sweets also.
Okay.
It also causes a weight. I think I mentioned the weight gain.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, are there different kinds of estrogen?
Yes, and that's one of the things that is very important as you're dealing with estrogen. Is not all estrogen is created equal. The ovaries actually make a form of estrogen called, and I'm not going to get too technical here.
Okay.
Keep it pretty simple because it can get very technical, is estradiol. So the ovaries produce basically estradiol. Then the adrenals actually make something called estrone. But both of those really should be converted into estriol, and that's basically done in the liver.
That's a lot of ests.
Yes, it's a lot of.
Is that what
In other words, you have certain types of estrogen that cause cancer, and certain types of estrogen that actually protect you from cancer.
Okay.
And it is essential for the liver to be working properly for that conversion to take place. And if you don't have a properly functioning liver, if you have some nutritional deficiencies, then you're not also going to make that conversion. And so it may not even be that you could actually even test out low on your estrogen. But if you have an imbalance on that, then that can actually create all the different problems that are involved. You don't want to have too high, too low of estrogen. There is a perfect balance for your body. The estrogen also needs to be in perfect balance with the other hormones, and within the estrogen itself, it has to be within balance.
So we're going to find out how you do that.
It sounds rather complicated, but the body is an amazingly balanced system, and it can actually reach that optimum balance in the system, and that's what's called health.
I know that you see a lot of people that come in with a congested liver. And you're saying this won't, estrogen won't balance until that liver is balanced
up.
So is that where you start?
That is an absolutely essential portion. I mean, you oftentimes have to approach the estrogen imbalance in several different ways. But there is no doubt that the... that the liver is absolutely essential. If you don't have the liver working properly, you will not have balanced hormones, because not only does the liver balance out the estrogen, but it also balances out all the other hormones. So there's a tremendous amount of conversion. The liver is the chemical plant of the body. It also will fine-tune the hormones. So if you have a little too much, a little bit less, then the liver will actually take those hormones and get rid of the ones that you shouldn't have and actually make a little bit to make up for it. So the liver is an amazing type of an organ and absolutely essential that you have a good functioning, healthy liver to be able to have balanced hormones. And we don't find that very often.
You mean with people coming in?
With people coming in. That's one of the main things that we have to work on.
And why do you think that? Is it our environment? Is it why is this such a big issue?
Well, there are so many different types of chemicals that will cause the liver to that it has to process. The more work that the liver has to do, the less chance it has of working correctly. Also, if there is nutritional deficiencies going on, which is very, very common, the liver is very dependent upon having the proper nutrients. And if we don't have the proper nutrients, then you're not going to have the liver working properly. So one, the toxic load that you have on the body, and then two, the nutritional aspects on that, all of those go into making that liver work correctly.
Well, how many women are affected by an imbalance in estrogen?
From what we're finding, it's about 80% if you kind of take them across the board.
Wow. At all different ages?
At all different ages. The times where you have the most imbalance that we find in women is when they're just maturing, you know, in the puberty ages.
Oh, okay.
That's why you have some very moody
girls. No.
They have more PMS symptoms. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if you have a perfectly balanced estrogen, you have no PMS symptoms.
Mm.
So, you know, when there's a lot of changes taking place, the main areas where there's a huge concentration of hormonal imbalances is, number one, when you're first reaching puberty, that whole process between 12 and all the way up to 19. Your body's changing and there's a huge amount of hormonal issues. So there's a greater stress on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Also next when you're having children, because there's a huge amount of hormonal changes to handle the child. That's why there's such a common problem with women for postpartum depression. It's all the hormonal changes. And then also when women reach menopause. And that's the whole hot flashes, all those types of things. And each of those areas, which can be a very disturbing area and a problem area, can be completely cleared up and make it very smooth without all the symptoms, problems, if they are balanced on their hormones.
I have a friend who said, who turned up the heat?
And that's directly related to the estrogen imbalance.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about how to treat imbalanced estrogen. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than and just
it feels
feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
We also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist, too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I pray on Christmas, oh, sweet Jesus, that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, oh, sweet Jesus, the Lord will hear.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, today we're talking about estrogen and the importance of balanced estrogen in the body for both male and female, correct? This isn't just a female issue. Dr. Prather, how is imbalanced estrogen treated?
I had mentioned before that the liver is absolutely critical along those lines. And, you know, you have to have the liver clear. If the liver isn't functioning right, there's absolutely no way to have that balance going on because there's no conversion. One of the very famous herbs that has actually transferred over to America is Dong Quai. And Dong Quai is an herbal formula that was put together by the Chinese. And it is known to help women with hot flashes, all the different types of symptoms that are associated with with the hormones. And it was always presented as a hormone product. And it's not really a hormone product. It is a liver detoxifier. So being able to go in there and detox the liver is one of the main things that you have to do. And you need to approach it from a lot of different types of avenues. Nutritionally, the liver is very dependent upon inositol, choline, and methionine, two B vitamins, and a protein, amino acid. So those are all essential to make sure that they're up and running. All the other B vitamins are necessary. Iodine is absolutely essential for the liver functioning also.
And that's something we're low here in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. If you are low on your iodine, one, your liver's not going to work right. Two, your thyroid's not going to work right. There's also a large concentration in all the cells, I mean different cells in the body. And if you don't have your iodine levels at the proper level, you cannot be balanced hormonally. So very important for the function. Also with the liver, we also do something called diathermy. One of the things that I like to do is palpate the liver, and if it's tender, usually we also see on the blood work that, you know, it's off. And as we can put that diathermy over there, a shortwave diathermy, then we can get some deep penetration, and it provides a tremendous amount of blood into the liver. And as that blood goes in there, then you get a tremendous amount of detoxification, and you can get quite a few changes. So one of the things we do is we use the diathermy as a detox for the liver. So we have the nutritional. There are many other different areas that you can use for detoxing of the liver. There's a lot of herbs. Milk thistle is another one that comes to mind. But there's a tremendous amount of different ways of approaching.
And what you put in your body?
Yes.
You decreasing the preservatives as much as you can.
Pesticides are a very huge problem. They also imitate estrogen. So if you have a large amount of pesticides in your system, then that's a very, very big problem.
And that comes from food?
A lot of pesticides in our foods. I found people who live close to cornfields and, you know, also close to soybean or other different types of farming areas, and they have large amounts of pesticide toxicity. So that's another area that you have to look at, chlorine and fluorine. Chlorine and fluoride are very toxic for the liver, and they can also kick off a hyperestrogenism. So
I know we use toothpaste that does not have fluoride in it.
And, you know, you have to, you need to look at those types of things, and those can be really big areas for toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that toxicity is taken care of on the liver, looking at all those types of things. Hormones. That is another big area that you have to look at.
Okay.
Now,
in treating.
Treating. You need to add, if you are low in your progesterone, testosterone, mm-hmm. Imbalance with the estrogen, you need to get those up. Now, there are many ways to do that. There are, of course, pharmaceuticals, there's bioidentical hormones, but those all run quite a bit of risk. Mm-hmm. And there is a huge increase in cancer. Matter of fact, you have twice the risk if you are taking bioidentical hormones and or taking pharmaceuticals for your hormones.
And you find a lot of women doing bioidentical hormones.
It is.
With
now,
that risk.
There are times where that is necessary. About 2% of the people out there do need some type of hormones, you know, added into their system just because of surgeries or other different types of areas or severe
deficiencies. You're saying 2%.
But I'm saying 2%. Yeah. The rest of the people can be treated through natural means.
Mm-hmm.
Herbs can be extremely beneficial. Also, what we do is we have concentrated glandulars.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that if you look at animals out in the wild, the first thing that they do is they don't go for the meat.
Mm-hmm. They go for the organs.
They go for the organs. They mm-hmm. go for the...
I've seen that on National Geographic. No.
That's right. That's right. Hey, that is absolutely true.
Uh-huh.
First thing they always go for is the liver.
Mm.
They also go for all the different organs and the thyroid, the adrenals, the kidneys.
Is that why you like liver?
I love liver. One of the best ways to help to clean up the liver is actually eating liver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell people that I want them to eat 8 ounces of liver a day, and it should be
or
raw.
Or take the glandulars.
Or they can take glandulars. So glandulars are a marvelous way to work with that. And, of course, we have thyroid, we have adrenal, we have ovary, testes, uterus. All those things in nice concentrated pill form so you're not grossed out. And you can get, when you're actually taking one pill, it's like taking 8 ounces of that particular product.
Look, honey, product. I'm having an ovary.
Yeah. And you can get some amazing hormonal changes along mm-hmm. those lines, and it's very safe. That is the other thing that's excellent about this is you don't have an increase in the chances of cancer
mm-hmm.
As you're doing the herbals and you're doing the concentrated organs. It actually cuts down on your risk for cancer.
Yeah, so, that's a good thing.
Yes, we can get the changes that are necessary in the hormonal balance except for a very small number and... then it also takes those, you have to, if there are on pharmaceuticals or bioidenticals, you need to even watch it closer, really mm-hmm. do regular lab tests to find out exactly where they are. And then you're always going to need to take the other things along with it to get that balance going on. And you have to make sure that liver's clean because the liver will actually help to process that
mm-hmm.
to make sure that it's good.
Interesting.
Other areas that you need to look at is diet.
Mm-hmm.
Diet plays a very, very huge role in your hormones. So, looking at that, making sure that you have a proper diet, because certain things can actually lead to hyperestrogenism. Large amounts of soybean.
Mm-hmm.
Soy oil, those types of things, you're balancing your fats.
Can you're saying soy, increase the estrogen?
Absolutely, it's estrogenic. And it depends on each person.
I don't like to, I avoid soy, actually, because I could tell it was affecting me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, if you're low on estrogen, if you're hypertestosterone, mm-hmm. soy can be actually beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's a balance of everything.
Right.
Cruciferous vegetables has a huge effect on that. And some people actually do very well with it, and some people...
What kind of vegetables?
Cabbage and broccoli and different things along those lines.
Okay.
So, it's, again, what you eat will affect your hormones. Interestingly enough, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar increases the estrogen. And the other thing is eating lots of sugar also increases the estrogen. So the more sugar that you eat, the more that you crave, because it changes your hormonal balance.
Mm-hmm.
So your chocolate has a huge effect on hormones.
Yeah.
Your mineral balance, mm-hmm. Your copper-zinc ratio. If you're out of balance in your copper-zinc, that has a huge effect on the hormones. Your B vitamins, especially B6, has a huge effect on your hormonal system.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin A, all are very important to look at and to have a good understanding of where they are and how you can actually change those.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of fiber that you eat, your gut health,
mm-hmm.
Is absolutely critical to the hormonal balance, because you can have an imbalance in your gut and that will make a very big change. Matter of fact, they find that fiber is one of the best ways that you can help to balance out your estrogen levels. They did studies on women who were only taking about 10 to 15 grams of fiber a day,
mm-hmm.
Compared to women who are taking 25 to 30. And their estrogen levels and their estrogen balance were night and day.
Wow. So the 25 to 30 is what you want to shoot for.
That's more where you want to shoot for a woman.
Uh-huh.
For men, it should be actually higher,
hmm.
40 to 45.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to
they
get those.
They have Fiber One cookies now.
I know.
And that over helps and out. Over.
Yeah. A little advertisement there.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, fiber is absolutely critical. Homeopathic is a great way to change that. And the nervous system, as we said, is very important. So chiropractic adjustments. We have women that we actually have doing an adjustment on them, and they said, wow, I didn't have the PMS, I didn't have all the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And that can make a very big change.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at balancing out all the different types of systems of the body and making sure that everything's balanced on the body to actually make this all work correctly.
It's looking at the whole person.
Looking at the whole person.
And that's why it's called holistic medicine.
Correct.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about the tests that are important for determining estrogen balance. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. On behalf of all of us here at The Voice of Health and for the entire staff at the Prather Practice, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking today about estrogen imbalance, and why did you feel this was important?
Well, it's something that's going on, and it's such a common problem.
And you're saying 80% of all women.
80% of all women that we find are definitely out of balance on their estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get that balanced out is one of the major issues, because the hormones just affect you to such a great degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking at all the different situations that that's involved with. You're talking about cancer. You're talking about cardiovascular disease. You're talking about mood disorders, you know, depression, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
All are helped by this. Loss of libido, fatigue, mm-hmm. all these types of things, which is what a lot of people are suffering with. So it's just, you know, there are so many different types of things to cover, you know, as we're looking at this.
Now, if the estrogen levels could be balanced,
mm-hmm.
you know, holistically, naturally,
sure.
why are so many women doing bioidentical hormones and risking getting cancer? And other things.
There's several different reasons. One, there's not very many doctors who are trained in doing that. Structure function care.
Uh-huh.
It's a very complicated way to do it. It takes longer. Some people just don't have the patience.
Hmm.
It's a easier, quicker type of fix.
Even if they risk, and it's a big risk.
It's a big risk, and most people. But you're going through these types of things, and it makes life unbearable. And even though it increases their chance of dying earlier,
mm-hmm.
people want to live while they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very devastating type of things that can occur. It can cause a depression that is just unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and getting that corrected, it just seems like the most important thing in the world.
Right.
And there are women and men who need the bioidentical hormones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we were saying about 2% of the population really can't be fixed.
That's just 2%.
That's just 2%.
That's a low percent, yeah.
98%, if they do the dietary types of things, if they do the different supplementation that needs to go along with mm-hmm. that, the proper care of their nervous system through chiropractic care, acupuncture, then yes, the hormones can be balanced out.
Yeah. People just need to take responsibility.
There's a responsibility and mm-hmm. a patience that is yes. involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things can be in such a bad situation that it can take a year
mm-hmm.
to get that fixed. Now, are there times that people need the bioidenticals to keep them up and running that they're so absolutely, but you eventually want to see if you can work off of those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to bioidenticals. We do them in our office. But I do always say that this is something that if we can, we want to work you off of.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is something that should only be used as a stopgap. And if it is something that you have to continue with, then we need to even work harder on your system
mm-hmm.
to make sure that this doesn't become a life-threatening situation for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what tests are important in determining estrogen balance that you do at your office.
Sure. Of course, blood tests is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
One, you need to get the overall picture of the hormones. You need to see what's going on with the liver. and all the other different aspects that are involved in the system and how that all interplays. So having a very thorough blood test is absolutely the basis of what you're looking for. From that, you can derive several different things that would also might be necessary. One of the most important is a 24-hour urine,
mm-hmm.
to where you can have the individual hormones looked at in a very concise type of way. When I'm talking about, you know, some of the conversion factors that take place on the hormones, when you're looking at the flow sheet of the...
No pun intended.
Hormones, it's a very complicated process. You know, we're looking at the conversions of all the different types of estrogen, what all the influences that are involved in that, the DHEA, the cortisol, testosterone, all these different types of hormones that have an influence on this. And it's a very complicated process to look at that and how that is all put together.
Mm-hmm.
So the blood tests are absolutely critical. And then also the urine. And we have a female profile on that and a male profile. And running through that can give us a world of information and where is the breakdown in the hormones on conversions to get you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely critical that we have that hormonal urine panel done to find out exactly how the hormones are out of balance.
Now, do you just start with the blood work and see?
Start with the blood work mm-hmm. to see what we've got going on. If you have a something that's very obvious, where you have a hypothyroid, other different types of major imbalances, we try to correct the large things first,
mm-hmm.
and then when we're trying to get down to the fine tuning, then we go to the urine for the exact types of changes that need to take place.
Okay. What other tests are important for estrogen?
Mineral balance is absolutely critical, and blood work is part of that, but also hair analysis.
Mm.
The cheapest way to find out what the balance is of the copper-zinc ratio is by doing a hair analysis. And the copper-zinc ratio is, if it is off, I don't care what else you do, you are not going to get your hormones balanced.
I know that's something we work on with me.
Yes.
The copper-zinc ratio.
Yes.
Right.
And what happens when your copper goes high?
Oh, you tell me. You tell our listeners.
Well, my sweet, loving wife has to work much harder on being that sweet, loving wife.
That's right.
It is. And, you know, it's amazing how much mood, behavior,
mm-hmm.
Libido,
mm-hmm.
All those things are determined by our nervous system and our endocrine system. The reason that people, a tremendous number of times that we have difficulties, in relationships, in trying to control who and what we are and saying, why do I do the things I do,
mm-hmm.
has to do with the balance of the system.
Yeah, I'll get, you know, it's interesting having you as a husband. Let's check your copper-zinc ratios, honey. At least you don't go hiding.
Yeah. You know, heavy metal toxicity can play a very big role,
mm-hmm.
too. Iron deficiency can play a very huge role in one's mood and hormone balance.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the hair analysis, is one of the things that can be a huge factor. We had a patient who came in, and she's been all over the world trying to deal with severe depression.
Mm-hmm.
And, she finally found that she got a tremendous amount of relief from bioidentical hormones.
Mm-hmm.
But she has probably, you know, as we've tested her, when I looked at her blood test, she had a very, very low alkaline phosphatase, which is usually a sign of extreme zinc deficiency and probably high copper. And we did her, I said, well, you know, we have to do a hair analysis. That's one thing that had never been done in all the years, going to Mayo, Cleveland, even a tremendous number of structure function doctors.
Uh-huh.
And the alkaline phosphatase, it was the lowest I've ever seen, ever seen in all my 30 years of practice. And I said, I think we got a problem with copper-zinc ratio, so let's do a hair analysis. And sure enough, the poor woman had absolutely no zinc in her system.
Wow.
We have found the reason for her depression, mm-hmm. For her fatigue, and for her severe hormonal imbalance. And this is going to be life-changing for her.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that time and time again. So being thorough and being aware of that. And the indications of that was on the blood work. And then we followed up on the hair analysis to confirm it. And sure enough, that's what was going on.
And it's so, I don't even want to say, but inexpensive.
Inexpensive sure, analysis.
Most insurances cover the blood work
that
we do, which is a very thorough blood work. The hair analysis is not covered by insurance, but it's $110.
Sure.
That's affordable for finding out something that changed this woman's life.
Sure, which she spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on. You know, trying to figure out what's going on, and no one was, I mean, we're talking about Mayo, we're talking about Cleveland Clinic, we're talking about the top endocrinologists. She was looking everywhere and did not find the answer.
Okay. Well, what about analyzing gut function? You talked a little bit about that.
And the gut is absolutely critical. One of the things that's very important is the fatty acid ratios. If you have a large amount of long-chain fatty acids showing up in the gut and small short-chain fatty acids, that has a huge effect on the hormones because of the absorption and the other things that occur. There are different types of bacterial parasitic infections that also throw off the hormones. Your fiber, your ability to do your digestive enzymes, everything kind of, the whole nutritional aspect and the whole chemical aspect of the body starts in the gut.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the gut working right, the hormones aren't going to work right.
And you talked about, you know, for women should have 25 to 30 grams of fiber.
Yes.
Men higher, 40 to 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that again, it's a direct effect. So, you know, the clinical studies that they've done on the gut and the relationship of that to the hormonal levels are indisputable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has been just covered time and time again, and people sit there and say, what does my gut have to do with my hormonal problem? Mm-hmm. And he says, everything. And there are many times that we find that's where the problem is. There are oftentimes that we find very high long-chain fatty acids and very small amount short-chain fatty acids. We get the proper fats into the system, eliminate the others, and there's dramatic changes that occur. Certain bacteria in the gut, in different balances on that, can actually cause a weight gain and a hormonal imbalance. So getting that all down and understanding it is very critical.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the role of our lifestyle and with estrogen balance.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented, it needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
from.
One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually have
the
a specialty
atlas.
On yeah. that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
there. How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no, oh my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, we're talking about estrogen imbalance, and learning a lot and very important. You said 80% of women have estrogen problems.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that? You had brought up 3 or 4 different phases of life.
Yeah, The biggest phases of life is whenever you have some changes in the hormones. So at puberty is a huge time, and that's why you've got the emotional kids going through that time. And if you can keep their estrogen especially balanced, they just won't have a lot of the emotional issues that are usually associated with that. And also all the cramping. And yeah. It does actually work. There's been several times you sit there and said the kids need to get balanced out. Something's going on. And we give them a few things, and all of a sudden we got our kids back.
Right.
So it does make a huge difference also during pregnancy, making sure that the hormones are balanced because you can get a lot of hormonal changes going on, and especially the postpartum depression.
Right.
Is a big problem. And then also at menopause.
Do you see that Time magazine? It had
Manopause. Yes. And that is actually a problem. When a man's testosterone, and it's actually kicked off by an imbalance in the estrogen, can actually cause a lot of problems for males. That's where you can get a lot of the prostate problems, as we had talked about before. Occur because of an imbalance in the estrogen, or too high on the estrogen in relationship to the testosterone.
So men are affected.
Men are just as affected. Well, not as often and not as much, but they can definitely have a huge problem along those lines.
Okay, well, let's talk about lifestyle and things, you know, we can take responsibility for to make those changes. You know, how important is lifestyle to estrogen balance?
Well, lifestyle is, you know, it's much easier to prevent something than to try to fix it. So if you can work on your lifestyle, then you just, you know, you won't get into that situation where you have to get it fixed. And lifestyle is completely involved in this condition.
Mm-hmm. So what role, let's start with diet, our diet. What role does diet play?
Diet's absolutely huge. One, if we eat too much sugar.
Refined sugar, you're talking.
Yeah, the refined sugar is just it has a huge hormonal effect.
It depletes minerals.
It depletes the minerals. It causes all sorts of things not to work right. You don't get the conversion on the estrogen from the healthy estrogen, from the unhealthy estrogen into the healthy estrogen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the sugar, they've done a lot of clinical studies on that. And found that sugar really throws people into a hyperestrogen or an imbalanced estrogen situation.
Mm-hmm.
So avoiding sugar is a very
important thing. And how do you do that? I mean, I had a little sweet tooth last night, and we tried.
There are other ways to do that, to meet that sweet tooth. Now, what we did is we had some fig preserves.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have the same effect as the refined sugar.
Right.
So there are ways to do that. You don't get the same effect as honey. You don't get the same effect as a lot of other different types of berries. Mm-hmm. So
I remember when we were in Italy, we pulled off the figs from the tree and ate them right from the tree.
Oh, and that was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The preserve was almost just as good, really.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was really good. That came from some really excellent sources.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big area, and that's one thing that we have to work on people and trying to get people off of sugar and finding different ways to do it. We've had some real sugaraholics in our office, and you know we had to tell them, you know, if you don't go off the sugar, you're just not going to get the changes that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out different ways that they can accomplish that, and you work with people. Stevia is an excellent source along those lines. We started them on some stevia. We told them not to buy the processed foods because the processed foods has a lot of sugar. And the more sugar that you take, the more you crave it. It's it's an addiction.
Right.
So if you can break that cycle, get it down to a normal type of level, then you can see a lot of changes occur.
Well, let's talk about, kind of goes hand in hand with sugar intake, is obesity. How does obesity affect estrogen?
Oh, if you have an imbalance, you're looking at, you know, considered obesity, it's 30% fat percentage for women and a 25% for males.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go over that line, you automatically are going to get some hormonal changes, which can create a lot of problems.
That's something we test on our new patients.
That's one thing that we test because obesity is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having those types of things, and we do offer that as an important part of our practice, is what healthy weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do anything that's going to cause any problem, and also permanent weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big problems with people who go out there and diet is that the vast majority actually gain more weight than what they had before. Mm. It's a 98% failure rate on weight loss programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get people up to where it's actually consistent and something that actually stays. And I think we've got a great program along those lines. And
what about exercise?
Exercise is a critical part of also maintaining the healthy balance.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a regular exercise program. And one of the things I always say is exercise cures a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do a lot of things wrong. If we can continue to exercise, then we can actually help to maintain our system. And there's been so many clinical studies, again, that we've seen estrogen drop. You get a balance in the hormones whenever you sit there and have an exercise program going on.
Well, what role does an active sex, sex life play in estrogen balance? Is it helpful?
I'm glad you asked that, sweetheart.
Uh-huh. You actually wrote that question.
I had that hidden in there, didn't I?
But you only have a minute to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Yes, the regular sex life with a high quality sex with orgasm really helps to balance out the hormones. It is something that can go a long way in keeping the hormones balanced and keeping you healthy. Mm-hmm. So there are some very dramatic changes when you have sex. You get a decrease in what we consider the cortisol levels, an increase in the oxytocin. And oxytocin goes a long way in helping to balance out the estrogen. Mm-hmm. So regular sex is one of the things that is healthy for an individual.
It's so hard because the estrogen imbalance can cause a lack of
sure. Yeah, you know, you desire. Get into a problem when you're talking about estrogen imbalance because you start craving sugar, you put on weight, you lose your libido, you don't want to exercise. So, you know, trying to break that cycle is very important. That's where we come in.
Well, we just have a few seconds before we close. What would you like to say to finish up the show?
Well, one of the things is finding a good structure function doctor if you're having problems along those lines to actually be able to get this under control.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. For The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.